yes. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, we glory, la, 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 la. Have been. Listen. Man. Have been given. All things have been. Oh, have been. Given my people rest.
Time for them.
The work has now been done.
I've paid the price. With my suffering.
With my suffering. Stop right here. This is one thing we want to set in order right now. Once you have given a message, a tongue or interpretation, and once at least you've given a tongue and interpretation, you may give both, then it is good if you will be quiet and follow the principle of grace. Then is to prefer the other one. Because in times past, and we want to get this on tape, in times past there's been one or two that would take over the service. Now, this will not happen anymore. That was in the time of restoration. At a time when I'm long-suffering, he let you do it. But the principle of grace now will reign. That when there's one or two, you give one or two, then you sit there and enjoy what the others say. Now, what happens is this. If you go ahead and begin operating and you get ahead of the other people, the devil slips in there and gives you a little pride about that. First thing you know, your prophecies, your tongue interpretation are dead. Okay? So we will follow this principle of grace of preferring one another. Now, I told you I'm going to be just exact because I see everything that happens. Oh. Now, another thing that's happening to some of y'all is there's an independent spirit. You're trying to get your prophecies, tongue and interpretation apart from the group. Now you have a mouth to eat with. That's called the anointing inside of you. Everyone listen to me now. Look at me. Open your eyes wide. You eat with this mouth. You've already been taught that, haven't you? And then when you hear a prophecy going forth, you let it repeat in your spirit. It says, hath been. You begin to let the spirit in you say, hath been. Let it hit right in there. Begin to say, hath been. Hath been. Hath been. Hath been. And you notice all of you tied together perfect. You this morning, you were doing perfect. Because you were eating unconsciously, you were eating with that spiritual mouth, the words that were being given by the others. Oh. Now, some of you that were not moving into this, you were striving, trying to get your prophecies direct. What happens as you look at Jesus? Look at me now. As you look at Jesus, and yet you hear his voice speaking out of others. Watch me now. You look at Jesus. You feel the glory moving down on you. And you hear his voice speaking out of others. Oh, and you let it come in there. All at once, he strikes you in there with a little gentle moving. And wow, here you come and tie it over. You see, he does not separate his voice from the voice speaking through his people. No, they're one. Aren't they? So if you eat of the voice coming through my people, he says, and look at me, then I'll bring you one spirit with them. So you will not try to get an independent voice anymore. You will not. You will eat what the people eat. Oh, you will eat at their same table. You will not try to get you an independent prophecy. You will eat at the same table with the people. And then when you eat at the same table with the people without anointing, oh, then he'll spew out of you the same results of that bread. Oh. It is not given unto you to give anything apart from the flowing of the Spirit. A secret. If you'll listen to it, it'll build in you. And it'll build the body. Because that body, he'll just shift it from one teaching to another. He'll shift from half been, giving you all promises, half made my life in you, half formed my life in you. And the first thing you know, that group will be moving in power. His plan is perfect. Eat with that mouth. Oh. Follow the principles of grace. Prefer one another. Once you've delivered your tongue and interpretation or prophecy, not over a couple. Once you've delivered that, you sit and wait. And let me tell you another little secret. Begin to look in the Spirit. And pray for those that are having a struggling time doing it. Let me just begin to sort of look at them in the Spirit. And Satan hath been bound, hath been given unto him, hath been. First thing you know, oh, the weakest one of those will be exalted. Oh. Because your ministry of grace is given to you to first point the way in tongue and interpretation, and then to put all the force of your faith and power behind the weakest one in the group. That's what grace is. When you receive it, give it out in that same hour, and then move to bring it forth in the other person. Oh, yes, Lord. Now, we will set some more things in order, and I want everyone to listen. We'll get it on the tape. There will be the order of God in our houses, in our churches, in our gardens of Eden, in our New Jerusalem. This is the age, and let me explain it to you, this is the age when the righteous destroy the unrighteous. These churches will not produce any Cain's that slays the Abel's. God will not permit it. So in your children, you will obey what's been given to you by the Lord. And if there is any unruly, you saw me descend upon one last night with a fury. If there is any unruly, you elders in the churches, you will talk to your people plainly. They will set them down in front of them. And they will not let them run all over the place. They will not. And I will not have to come there and straighten them out, because God has delivered me from raising your kids. And I don't mean yours only, but those on this tape. He has given me now as a rod. And when I come and your kids are in a mess, you and the kids both are going out. Because there is not going to be any kings that slays righteous Abel's produced in this Garden of Eden. You can bet on that. Oh, caranda, la 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 la, brushika. Oh! Because this is the age of the righteous. Now I persuade you, and I would tell you to look in the Spirit and persuade others. The terror that awaits those that are found outside of the kingdom of God. Oh, such a terror it is. This is the age of the vengeance of God. And he said, all of those that are outside of my house, he said, I will destroy. All the sins from righteous Abel, Jesus said, hath all the way through, hath come upon this generation. And that will not be repeated. There was one Eden failure, Garden of Eden failure. And God said, that's enough. It will not be repeated anymore. Oh. He said, in my love and long-suffering, he said, I permit one, possibly two. And there had been one and many more. But he said, now this is the end. This is the age of the righteous. It's that simple. It's that easy. And we will not produce any Cains in these Garden of Eden. We will not produce them. And I will not raise them for you. I have up until now. I did it in long-suffering, but the Lord told me to wash my hands of them. You will raise your children. And you will do them through the righteous blood. Oh, and the righteous body of Jesus Christ, wiping Satan off of them. Putting in the fire, and you'll also do it by the dominion and the laying on of hands. Call out, I won't you, Brother Daniel? You'll tell them real plainly, sit down there. And then you'll talk to the parent. You'll say, if you'll put your children in front of you, we'll suffer with you for a little while. But if those parents, they do not move in the order of God as set forth through Brother Pruitt, they will go. Because we will not have any spots in our feast of charity. The disobedience in the home will not be brought into the church. When it is brought into the church, it will be corrected immediately in that church, period. It will not be allowed to linger, because now Satan no more lingers. He hath been cast down. Whoa. Now, moving in this order of God, and there's other things I'll deliver to you. We're going to set our churches in the exact order of God. They have been set in already. Just two or three more finishing touches that we're going to put in, and then we're going to start operating. Because you've got to have your churches moving in the order of God before you can ever add anything to it. If you've got a bunch of unruly people moving around in a church, then all the people you bring in will be poisoned with that. Now, we want to set this in order in you, all of your lives, but especially the women's lives. I've been seeing you over here and been looking at you in the natural. I've been looking at you in the spirit. And you've been using this time to run around and gossip and hee-hee. That will stop. I mean, it has stopped now. There is no more hee-heeing of women or men. But the women especially, hee-heeing. All right, you know I'm telling you the truth. Now, you know what will happen is this. If you do not stop this, then the Lord will have to deliver through me the very same thing he had to deliver through the Corinthian church. And that is the women just keep silent, just sit down and shut up. Now, wouldn't that be a terrible thing? Now, I'll tell you, you women that are trying to be obedient will have to pay and suffer for the disobedient gossipers. Oh, yes. So it would be very good for you when someone started trying to hee-hee. I don't care how young you are, and I don't care how old they are. You just do like this. And tell them, if you want to tell them that's the sign of Pruitt. You don't have to tell them it's the sign of the Lord. I gave it, that's the sign of Pruitt. And you watch the Holy Ghost fall on. Now, the purpose of God is very simple. It's for there to be no male nor female in his kingdom, isn't it? Very simple. Christ wants to produce a ministry, hath produced a ministry, and wants to perfect that ministry out of every member, male, female, alike. But he cannot do it unless you, as the female, as the women, follow the same order that the men follow. And you notice how I descend on those that carry on that junk, don't I, Brother Jerry? Don't I, Brother Bill? Don't I, Jesse? And I do it without respect to person. Don't I, Brother Joel? Don't I, Brother Pella? Now, except the women last because you had real problems with your children. But now it's finished. No more foolishness. You move in sobriety. The word sobriety, you know what the word sobriety means? Keep your mouth shut except what the Lord delivers for you. Love one another. Let the love of Christ do for one another. Oh, I mean have a good time and talk greatly about the things of the Lord. And move in love and fellowship, but stop this foolishness. Whoa. 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 That foolishness you're talking about will contaminate every little lamb that you bring in this place. It will. It'll contaminate the boys as well as the girls, the men as well as the women. Because there is something in the natural that just likes to get in there and whoop-a-la with women. Whether it's a man or a woman or a boy or girl, women just draw them with that. Because that mother instinct, don't they? You can see a bunch of women over there going, hee-hee-hee, and everybody stop and look, and first thing you know, there. I mean, everybody. I could tell you what that is drawing them, but I'm not going to speak about it now. So move in sobriety, talk of the things of the Lord, and let that be your life. That's your safety. Anything else is not safety. Anything else is trouble. Whoa. Now, I know you won't enjoy this life to start with because you'll say, well, it's too straight and the gate is too narrow. But once he puts the harness upon you, you'll sing his praises through eternity for what he's done for you. Once you accept that straight and narrow and you get on it, there'll be such a glory and a peace and such a rest and a dominion that you can't even stop thanking him enough throughout eternity. Some of you still battling. You want to go your own way. You want to do your own thing, speak your own words. And the battle is set up in you. And I understand that battle. But I know who hath won that battle for you. It has been Jesus. And I know if you do not accept that victory in simple obedience that he had won, I know the end result of you, not only in this life, but in the next one. And knowing the terror, I persuade you to move in this thing in love and simple obedience. And once the glory begins to come upon you, how this straight and narrow way that you used to think was a burden, and once you begin to feel that glory moving in you, I want you to write the praises either in song or prophecy or tongue, interpretation, letter, testimony or something. Write the praise of the Lord, how the straight and the narrow is the way that God has called you. Now, there had been a resistance in our life put there by religion because they told us the straight and the narrow way was a thing of so much trying, so much burden down, so much religion, but that's a lie of Satan. The straight and the narrow way is the way of glory, is the way of life, is the way of peace, is the way of dominion. Or any of the other ways destroys you. You just become a victim of whatever people want to do to you. They lead you this way and that way and do you this way. Now, you know what I'm talking about. And all the things that you do not want to do, you're made to do them, aren't you? You know way in the world you want to. You know they'll destroy you. You know they're not right, but you can't help yourself. Here they take you over and they lead you off. Well, on the straight and narrow, you have dominion over those things. And once they've moved out of you in glory, then you just skip along like that gambling ram, lamb. I wonder why someone hadn't gotten a song about that gambling lamb. Did you ever see a lamb gamble? Gamble means they jump straight up and look like they're floating. Click their front and their back feet together. Do you feel something jumping in you? That's those springs of living water that springs up to eternal life. Feel it? Oh.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sinai. And with him, 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. First heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. set upon the throne, said, Behold, I make all things new. Showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God in her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Behold, I make all things new. That great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God in her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun. neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. Of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Thank you. looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sinai. And with him, 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. First earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Sat upon the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." That great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God in her light, was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Are saved shall walk in the light of it.